Unless we're brave, lucky, and good, Eddie said, nobody's going to see 80, not in this world or any of the others. Dinky looked startled, then glum. You got a point. That guy Roland used to know looks bad, Eddie said. Did you see his eyes? Dinky nodded, glummer than ever. I think those little spots of blood in their whites are called petechiae. Something like that. Then, in a tone of apology, Eddie found rather bizarre under the circumstances. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I don't care what you call them, it's not good. And him pitching a fit like that? Not a very nice way to put it, Dinky said. Eddie didn't give a shit if it was or wasn't. Has it ever happened to him before? Dinky's eyes broke contact with Eddie's and looked down at his own shuffling feet instead. Eddie thought that was answer enough. How many times? Eddie hoped he didn't sound as appalled as he felt. There were enough pinprick-sized blood spots in the whites of Shimi's eyes to make them look as if someone had flung paprika into them, not to mention the bigger ones in the corners. Still without looking at him, Dinky raised four fingers. 4 times? Yeah, Dinky said. He was still studying his makeshift mocks, starting with the time he sent Ted to Connecticut in 1960. It was like doing that ruptured something inside him. He looked up, trying to smile. But he didn't faint yesterday when the three of us went back to the Divar. Let me make sure I've got this right. In the prison down there, you guys have all sorts of venial sins, but only one mortal one, teleportation. Dinky considered this. The rules certainly weren't that liberal for the Tahin and the Kantoi. They could be exiled or lobotomized for all sorts of reasons, including such wrongs as negligence, teasing the breakers, or the occasional act of outright cruelty. Once, so he'd been told, a breaker had been raped by a lowman who was said to have explained earnestly to the camp's last master that it was part of his becoming. The Crimson King himself had appeared to this fellow in a dream and told him to do it.